Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, just a quick disclaimer about this episode. I screwed the pooch on this one. We had the wonderful Jordy McNeil on as our first guest, and I screwed my own audio over. I'm a bit quieter than the others, and also I kind of cut in and out every once in a while. Tried my best to fix it, but it's still pretty noticeable. Still, this episode is great, and it is absolutely worth a listen. So enjoy. Okay, so we're in Indiana. We're in different parts of Indiana. Where are you?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm from Illinois. Okay. So are you guys from Indiana?
Yes.
Okay, so you're fellow Midwesterners.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Illinois. I'm living in Salt Lake City right now.
No freaking way.
Okay.
Way. Oh,
our friend Jeremy, he's a Latter-day Saint, so he was he had his mission. Yeah, he had his mission in Oh, where was it? It was St. George, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah. So like southern Utah.
But yeah. Yeah. I am not a Latter-day Saint, yeah. But there are many here. Yeah. The epicenter, some may say.
Oh, wait. Do you guys have like sodies? Like the soda pop stores?
Oh, the soda shops.
That is crazy.
Yes. It is insane. They're so good. I was judging, especially like before I moved here. I moved here because like one of my best friends lives here. So I was like, yeah, I'll move there, whatever. Sure. But I would judge on TikTok because I was on like Utah TikTok for a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, what are they doing? Like, this doesn't look good. They're putting creamer in like Dr. Pepper. And then I tried it and I'm like, I take it all back. This is so good.
Oh my God.
So,
I'm curious because it's like, from what I've seen, and I've seen the TikToks you're talking about, because it's just like, like four different sodas mixed together with like hazelnut creamer and like different syrups and stuff. And it's like, I don't know if I could do, and it's like in these big old 64-ounce cups and that kind of thing. I don't know if I could do that, but now I'm kind of curious.
I know. I was like, I don't know. I'll try it because I like visited here first. And then I was like, okay, y'all have been onto something and you haven't shared. I guess we do, like, for in the rest of the world, there's so many coffee shops here, but it is, like, Salt Lake City is much more of, like, a city than, like, I think the rest of Utah has those soda shops are, like, what people use instead of coffee shops, but there's some creative drinks.
Yes.
It gets crazy.
Do you have a favorite, like, a go-to?
I love me like an orange crush type of, or an orange creamsicle type of drink. It's so good. I think it's literally called like orange creamsicle. Yeah. There's one like just down the road from here. It literally feels like jet fuel, but I'm like, I could feel like my body being like, what is going on? But it tastes so good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth the question.
Yeah. See, a lot of people love like, a Diet Coke with like coconut cream and like lime flavoring.
Oh.
And I'm not a like Coke, Diet Coke type of girly, but that is also really good.
I'm sure. Did you? Okay. This is a stupid fact. I don't know why I know. Did you know that Coke is actually a lemon lime soda that is just spiced? It is a spiced lemon lime soda. So it's like cinnamon and clove and nutmeg and all these different spices in a normal ass lemon lime soda. It's crazy. So like it goes
Really
citrusy. Yeah.
That is so interesting. So it's kind of like a Sprite with some spice in it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, if you really think about it while you drink Coke, you can kind of taste it. Like it's hiding behind the
Whoa.
glasses, but yeah, next time you drink Coke, try that. It's crazy.
Okay. Maybe that'll change my mind because I'm a Sprite girl. I love Sprite. And I would have thought that Sprite was spicier than Coke. And
It,
now it maybe my whole world's getting shifted and
for
tilted.
real, for real. It was crazy. I didn't believe it at first until I actually like tried, and then like if you really ponder, you know.
Whoa. Okay, I'll ponder next time.
Yes, and get back to us. Let us
Yeah.
know.
I'll let you know immediately. I'll send a review, a
Like
taste test.
while we do this interview, just drive to like a
Yeah, I'm on the
Sony
way.
and like
I'm going to the soda shop.
So, for those who don't know, for our listeners, welcome to Reality with Ernest. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Ben.
And that is Jordy, of
Hi.
Jordy McNeil, which is a very talented YouTuber that we are thankful that is joining us for today. I have some like nerdy interview, like basic ass questions for you.
Okay, perfect.
First one is completely equipment related, like what camera, what mic? I have to know.
Yeah. So I always like get timid about saying what camera because I by trade am a videographer. So I'm like, people like this is such a non-requirement, the camera, because I literally use a green screen. But I have a Sony A7S III, which was like my dream camera. So I'm also a camera nerd. So I have a Sony A7S III, yeah.
I used to try to be a tech YouTuber, and I
Me too.
no for real. No, because I'd watch MKBHD and I'd be like, this man knows what's going on. So I'd like buy a bunch of equipment. I'm shooting, I have a Lumix G7, so it's like it can do
Okay.
4K 30, but it's 5 by
Yeah.
4 thirds. It's nothing special. But still, it's like, you know, it's that's as best as I can get with my budget. But yeah, like I tried to do this whole tech YouTuber thing. So I always want to know about like gear and stuff. But yeah, I dreamed about shooting Sony. And I dreamed about trying Canon because I know everybody shoots with Canon. Everybody does. But
I also love cameras. It was like my dream camera for so long. I had an A7 III, Sony A7 III for a really long time, and then my job literally just gave us a Sony A7S III. So I was like, hell yeah,
That is
I'm using
crazy.
this for my
Yeah, for real.
YouTube
Oh my gosh.
videos. And then I use usually a 24 to 70 2.8 lens. It's a Sigma, not the Sony G Master. I'm not rolling in it like that yet.
Oh,
But
soon though,
it does the
soon
job.
though.
And then the microphone I use is a it's a Shure, like I don't know the number. It's like 60. I know there's like a 58. It's like it's not SM. Maybe it's SM58. And then I think I have an SM60. And I record into Zoom H4n
Okay, so you have like an
Pro.
entire audio interface in it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I have a
it's just so funny
Denny
because
Nano over.
it's just so funny because it's like it's so not required for the
No,
videos that I
but
make.
it's
It's like over
fun.
the
It
top.
is fun.
It's so fun. I love equipment so much. So I'm so glad
Seriously.
you asked.
It's like, oh, my channel would be better if I did this. I gotta get an audio interface.
Yeah, audio is like so important. So yeah. And those mics are so cheap.
Really?
Yes. I think they're like $60, I want to say.
Whoa. And your
Yeah.
audio is great. So yeah, damn. Okay.
Thanks.
Ben, do you want to ask what our planned icebreaker question was?
Yes, so we do have a little bit of an icebreaker, and this falls back to our latest Reality with the Twist episode where we debated what the scariest Halloween icon is, and it's
Oh,
between ghosts, vampires, mummies, and werewolves. What is your take? If you had to pick one of
Okay,
those.
that's typical because I love Twilight. So vampires, I love them. So I'm not really scared of them. I was an Edward girl. Yeah, Team Edward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Werewolves, I don't also think I'm like terrified of, like the concept of them. And it was mummies
Ghosts and
or
Mummies.
ghosts?
Yes.
Okay, well, okay. I really liked the movie. Have you guys ever seen the movie Under Wraps
I actually have not.
on
No.
Disney Channel? I love
What
that
is it?
movie. It's from like the 90s.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
Okay. This is gonna a quick interjection. Are you Gen Z or a millennial?
This is so interesting. I was born in 1996.
Okay,
So
okay.
technically, I think I am like a millennial. A lot of people are like, oh, there's like a
You're a
cusp.
cusper,
It's
yeah.
hard because I think it depends for people born in like maybe like 1995 to 1998. If you like grew up on the internet or not, I think that determines a lot.
Yeah,
I'm a
absolutely.
child of the internet, so I feel like
Yes.
a lot of like my humor and like my interests align a lot with Gen Z. But
Yeah.
there's some millennial
Yeah.
traits in me for sure. And it comes out, unfortunately. And I feel it. I feel her in me.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing to be ashamed of, but like it's just a different side, because the thing is, like, if you go on like millennial TikTok, they're so unaware of like what they're doing.
Yes.
So
I
it's like
want to be like that though.
it's kind of like a blissful ignorance in a way.
Yes.
But like
What are you guys?
I O2, so I'm a Z, but like I
Oh, okay.
if anything I acted more millennial when I was younger, if that makes sense. Like it was
Yeah.
more so like after I hit high school and college. That I started having like a kind of crappy sense of humor that's more Gen Z-like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm same here. We're both Gen Z. And honestly, that was just making me wonder, what's the new generation? Like what's going on right
Oh.
now
I
with
think it's Alpha. That's
Yeah.
right,
Gen
Alpha.
Alpha.
Yeah. So
Which is such a funny name.
they went right back to the beginning.
Yeah.
And they're getting into like that's the whole the whole sticking out your gat for the Rizzler. That is apparently
Yeah,
massive in
yeah,
Alpha.
Oh, I don't want to miss your question though, because something about
Oh
me is
yeah.
I'm going to forget what I was talking about.
Right,
So I
yeah,
would have to
okay.
say ghosts. I'm terrified of ghosts. I had been, that was like
Okay.
something I was scared of when I was a child. Like just the concept of something that's there that I don't know is there
Fair.
is scary to me. I'd
That's
say that
understandable.
probably.
Yeah, that's a I'm mummies, I'm team mummy.
Oh, you're team mummy.
Yeah, because it's like it's my argument during the episode was like it's real, like it's the only guaranteed real thing.
Okay.
Like no matter what, they're mummies are a thing. Like you know, right? But like but they don't really do much.
Yeah. They aren't like, yeah, it's like they'll come a if they could come back, like what are they gonna do?
Yeah, and like the mummy's curse thing when they found Tutankhamun, that was so cool.
Oh,
I kind of lean on
true.
that.
That is true.
Ghosts is
Okay.
fair. You chose the only person who wasn't there for our podcast. He made like he was Team Ghost, and he made like recordings beforehand to play it on the podcast. So you are
He's setting up his argument.
yes.
Yeah, apparently it worked, so.
All right, that's fair.
So getting back into like the actual like interviewee part, I really like your format, and like you're a relatively new YouTuber, like at least on this channel. You mentioned you had a tech phase. What were your previous projects? Like, do you have any previous projects you'd like to go into, or is that somewhere you wouldn't really want to turn?
I think that's such a funny question because I have had probably like 20 YouTube channels in my lifetime. Like since I like discovered YouTube when I was like 8
Yeah.
because a girl in my class was talking about this like Happy Feet remix video. And I was like, I gotta remember this, youtube.com. Go home and was like, oh, this is exactly what I need to be doing. And I was just making
Hilarious.
videos. I had a tech channel and I could send you the link for
Please.
I had this one video, so I didn't have like cool technology. I simply just had like I had US Cellular, so they didn't
Oh.
have any cool phones, but I did an unboxing video for this one phone called the Motorola Crush,
Rush.
and it got like I think it got like 13,000 views or something,
Damn.
and I was featured in an article.
No.
Like my parents had no clue what I was doing in my room or like on the like family computer. Like they bought me a flip video camera and they were like, sure, use that. I don't know. I was so unsupervised.
Oh, same here.
Yeah. So yeah, the tech channel was a really like that was like my claim to fame for a while.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I love and miss that channel.
Yes, I. So we were kind of similar, but exactly opposite. I didn't have anything when I was doing my tech channel because I was in like late middle school, early high school. So like
Yeah.
when my mom got a new phone, I'd be like, "Can I do an unboxing of it on my
Yeah.
YouTube channel?" And like the thing is, some of them actually got like more views than I ever wanted them to get. Like my most popular one, and this is horrible. It's such a horrible video, but it has like 160,000 views on it. And
No way.
yeah, and it's so bad. It's so bad. I didn't have like a fluid head tripod, but I tried to do these panning shots. You just see like as I panned across let me see. It's a review of a Dell Inspiron 3000.
No way. The Dell
100.
computers ran my life.
Yes. It's all I could afford and it's all I needed.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I'd be
That
playing The Sims on one of those, and it sounded
is.
like it would literally be taking flight. Like, I
Oh
was
my
putting
gosh.
that thing through it.
For real. For real. I'd play like any free games I could get on Steam.
Yeah.
But okay, so tech channel, are there any others you want to talk about?
I had a gymnastics channel. I
Oh.
wasn't doing gymnastics. I was doing like cartwheels on my grass, and it was a gymnastics channel I had with my friend.
Oh my gosh.
What else? I had like a before this channel, I had a channel where I tried to do vlogs, but people were like, I don't know, no one likes to watch a vlog of someone they don't really care about.
Yeah,
Like, that's fair.
fair. Yeah.
I did like a video of like my room transformation on that channel. That's the video that's like done the best for me.
Yeah.
And what else have I done? I had a Sims channel. I was just recording my Sims and like making stories. Did you guys ever watch those? I was so into like the lore of like people would create with
Yes.
their Sims. There'd be like whole stories and like you'd have to try out for like they do voiceover for the Sims. I like remember
Oh,
like auditioning for different like
no
Sims
way.
like series.
I didn't even know. I was about to say like, oh yeah, because like Dan TDM had like a Sim series and like
Yeah.
Lazy Game Reviews did like Sims reviews and I'd love those. I didn't know there were actual like story based YouTube
Like,
channels.
yes, there was some deep cuts with the like Sims community, and they're like the girlies were going hard. They were just creating entire like films with using the Sims.
Oh my
I
gosh.
also had a music video channel. There was a
Oh.
time period on YouTube where doing like stop motion music videos was really popular.
Stop motion.
Makeup channel. Can I do
Oh.
makeup like that?
Yeah.
No. But I was like, hey, everyone's making YouTube videos here.
Real.
I would do like Elf unboxings or like Elf like hauls because that's like was the
And it's like
cheapest
I would watch that kind of thing. Unbox like anything that I don't own, seeing somebody else open it, I'm
Yes.
there. Like
I want to see that opened up
Yes.
and I'm going to watch it.
That is my number. I want to see it in the box at the beginning of the video and out of the box at the end.
Yes. Yep. I miss unboxings. They're not as popular anymore. That's just a few of them off the top of my head.
Fair.
There's some deep lore with YouTube. This is just my latest installment, this channel.
Yes. But Ben, do you want to get into your old channel or would you rather not touch on that?
My old channel?
Yeah.
I mean, since you brought it up, I might as well. I mean, I feel like everybody tried something out on YouTube, like as a kid. I can't even really say kid. It was middle school, but me and one of my friends, who's actually it's the Latter-day Saint that we were talking about earlier. His name is Jeremy. He and I created a like comedy skit YouTube channel, and just used our phones for everything. Like for audio, if we wanted music, we would record on one phone and then have like YouTube playing a song on the other, and just hold it next to the
Oh, that's
camera.
so innovative.
It didn't sound good though.
The effect was the effect was amazing.
It was, yeah, no, it was pretty bad. And then it was really fun to make the videos and then watch them back. Yeah. But then people at school started finding out about it and like talking about it, like, hey, I watched your latest video on your skit channel, and I would get so embarrassed.
Oh, that is the worst. Mm-hmm. Like, that is the, how did they find it? That's happened to me before.
I feel like I probably told a close friend and then that close
friend. Oh, it spread.
Yeah.
And knowing Jeremy, he was a little social butterfly. So, you know, he was advertising that shit. He was going around.
There's always one.
Yeah, for real. So, since this is your latest project, this channel, what kind of led you to wanting to do like mostly movie reviews, and especially your movie reviews that are like kind of like, I guess, a very specific genre, like early 2000s ish, like girl focused movies. Like what?
Yeah, I have always been a really nostalgic person. I feel like I love like diving into my childhood just because I was such a weird kid. Like really, like the things I got into, I was like, I don't even know how I just felt like I was just floating through life and I was just finding the weirdest things. And like, I was actually on TikTok one day and I was really trying to think of a new YouTube channel that I wanted to do that was more like, I guess, top, like it had a topic, which would be like movies, whatever, nostalgic, whatever. And I remember on TikTok one day, I saw a clip of this old Bratz movie that I completely forgot about. Like I watched it maybe once and forgot about it. But when I was watching the clip on TikTok, I was like, this is so weird. Like the fact that I was and many other people were consuming this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like our adolescent brains were watching this. It makes so much sense why we are the way we are. And I was just like, okay, this is what I want to be talking about. Like, why are we, like, why we are the way we are? Yeah. Like, because of the media we consumed. So I like found it on YouTube. The whole movie's on YouTube. And I like watched it and I was like, I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
And so I like made the first video and I honestly didn't think it was going to get any views because I was used to my videos never getting any views. And then it got a good amount and I was like, okay, this is working. I need to hop on this.
Yeah.
And like, I love making these videos and talking about these things. So I just kept making them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that was the first one my girlfriend and I watched. I think we watched it like maybe 2 months after it released.
Okay.
And like, we really liked your content. And then like, as we watched more of your videos, we like, I realized I have never been exposed to these movies before in my entire life.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, oh yeah, I totally watched that movie as a kid. So it's just like the divide between like, I guess, young boys and young girls, just like,
yeah,
wasn't even aware that this movie, like I think the Tinkerbell movie, I was completely unaware that it existed. I was like, oh, nobody would watch that. But no, apparently it was pretty culturally relevant to girls,
yeah,
I guess.
But, yeah. That's so true. It's like, I don't know what, I guess, young boys were really watching. And I feel like young boys don't really know what, like, unless you had like brothers and sisters and stuff or whatever. Like sometimes there's like guys would comment, oh, my sister loved this and I secretly really liked it too or something, which is really funny. But it's like, yeah, it's interesting because I feel like we don't like dive back into what were we watching as kids.
It's like my entire childhood was Anna music, and like Courage the Cowardly Dog and SpongeBob, and like,
oh, that's a good combo.
Like,
though
I didn't really like, I don't know, because I have two older sisters and an older brother. And like, I loved playing, there's one Barbie game that my sister had on our like family PC that I secretly loved playing, but other than that, I was never exposed to anything like that, and it was just really interesting. But I know like the process for making one of these videos has to be quite long, but like, what is the longest, like whether it's scripting, watching the movie, finding the movie to watch, editing, filming, what's the longest part of your process, would you say?
Definitely editing. That's always just, it always takes so much longer than I think it's going to take too. Especially like right now, I'm kind of still figuring out like what works best to me in terms of like the process and the format. If it means like watching the video and then like just typing out like what I think as I'm watching it, kind of like not commentary in real time, but just sort of like what I'm thinking and then kind of just talking on the mic without like really a script. I'm just sort of talking off the cuff. That doesn't require a lot of like time beforehand. Does mean that the editing is going to take way longer.
Absolutely.
So with the Tinkerbell video, I actually had more of like a script that I followed, which made the editing way lighter, but obviously the time was more heavy on the like writing side and the structuring of the video and stuff, because usually I will structure the video in the edit. But it's always editing. Editing just takes so long, but I love editing.
What do you edit with? Like what program?
Premiere Pro.
I need to, I go to Ball State, and through my university I have all Adobe access, but I'm so
Oh,
used to using
nice.
this stupid, do you know Blender, the 3D animation software? It has
Yes.
a really rudimentary editing software, but I'm so used to it because I've used it for so long that
No
I
way.
can't quit it. Yeah, it's like it's good enough, barely good enough. And
Yeah.
I know the macros and everything for it, so I can't get my head around that. But
Mm.
I downloaded Premiere. I need to start using Premiere.
Yeah, I feel like once you have like the basics of like editing concepts, the hardest part is like getting the like keys, like the keystrokes, whatever that you need to like, that is like annoying because if I had to use another program outside of Premiere, it'd be, which I sometimes use CapCut for certain things. But it's like so difficult to like, because I have the process, so I understand that. That's like so hard to like just switch it over because you're like, I'm so used to it though.
Seriously.
Yeah, I do love Premiere though.
Because I need to get my, because I tried to open it on my computer the other day and tried to edit the latest podcast with it, but it's just like nope, not ready to jump in
Yeah, not
there.
yet.
So okay, this is kind of random, but like so through your content I see a little bit of what I see in a lot of like popular commentary channels. Do you take inspiration from any specific commentary YouTubers or just YouTubers in general, or is it really just mostly your own thing?
Oh, 1,000%. Like my favorite YouTubers are like, I love Curtis Connor.
Same.
I love Danny Gonzalez.
Same.
I love Drew Gooden.
Same.
I love them. I love Mike's Mike. I love Mike's Mike makes incredible commentary videos. And he also does videos on like movie reviews on like kind of early 2000 stuff too. I love his delivery. I
Dang.
take a lot of my editing inspiration from Nakey Jakey. I don't know if you guys have watched him.
I have heard, but I have not. Let me see. I know who he is.
He talks mostly about video games, but I absolutely love the way he makes his videos. So I feel like I take inspiration. Also, like I love Brittany Broski.
I gotta look her up too.
I Oh my gosh, Brittany Broski, she's incredible. Like she's not necessarily a commentary YouTuber, but I just love her.
Oh, I told, yeah, she's on TikTok, isn't she?
Yes,
Yes.
yes.
Okay. I totally know her.
Yeah. So I feel like I take like pieces, whether that's like structure or editing, like inspiration from a bunch of different YouTubers that I love. Cody Ko, I love, of course. Yeah, those are probably the main ones that I'm watching right now. It always is like a
Fair.
cycle.
Yeah, we, yeah, I am, I, Drew Gooden was my first, and I love his editing style. He has a very like,
Yes.
because, like, although they're like the same genre, Curtis Connor, Drew Gooden, and Danny Gonzalez have such different editing styles.
Yes.
Because Curtis Connor's like ADHD, like random crap all the time.
Yes,
But
yes.
like, I don't know. It's just, it makes such a big difference. So I'm glad you, because that was my next question. Who do you get your editing inspiration from?
Yeah.
But Yeah, so what time are we at? I gotta see. Oh crap. Okay, we gotta move on. So
He's cooking. He's cooking.
yeah. Last question. This one's for both of you guys. If you could have one ability of any animal on Earth, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh. I would love to have a hawk's wings.
Okay.
I'd love to just be able to like coast in
Fair.
the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to beat. I was going to say like just any fish, like ability to swim, but I'm kind of a little bit of a fear of the ocean and like the things that lurk in it. So I don't think I would want to spend much time down underwater. So I don't know. I guess that is a tough one. Maybe just like a gorilla's ability to like I want to be like a gorilla because for one they're really strong and two they can climb and swing from trees a little. Well, I don't know if they swing as much, but climb and jump from tree to tree, and also just very
That's a
strong.
really good
That
one.
is, that
Yeah.
is. I think I'd have to go with bird too, or maybe like a hummingbird because they like float. Yeah, maybe a hummingbird. I don't know. But and then I want to do you. I don't want to hold you up. Do you have anywhere to be? Because we're about to get into the learning part of the
No,
episode.
totally.
Okay. Okay.
Of
Cool. Cool.
course.
All right. So that transitions me very nicely into the learning part of the episode, which is the weirdest animal superpowers. And this is going
Whoa.
to be a quiz. Jordy, you are going to be against Ben, and
Oh, God.
the winner of this quiz will have the opportunity to win this wonderful, I put it in the chat, this wonderful picture of Ben's face on a t-shirt. Yeah,
Whoa.
that is what that's what you guys are playing for. So Ben, you
All
can either
right.
win yourself or Jordy, you can win a souvenir.
All right.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, here come the questions. This mammal utilizes a trick where they can shed their tails or entire chunks of their skin to be rid of a predator and then grow it back. This mammal. The answers choices are A, the sandbar deer, B, the spiny mouse, C, the pale-throated sloth, or D, the long-tailed chinchilla.
What?
Yeah, I made it like impossible. There's no free
Is
guess.
it like a trick question?
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Do we vote? Like, how are we voting? Do I go first, or
Anybody,
does
you
Ben go first, or we just go what we're
go when you're
thinking?
ready. Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I'm going to say the mouse.
Spiny mouse. Okay.
Yeah.
What was the first one? No, it was the deer, wasn't it?
Sandbar deer, yeah.
I'm gonna say the pale-throated sloth.
The pale-throated sloth. Okay, so we do have one person with a point. And Jordy, you are taking an early lead because it is the spiny mouse.
Whoa.
Spiny mice have extremely weak skin to where even if they are handled, it can fall off just from holding them. But they can do something not a
Wow.
lot of mammals can do, and that is regrow entire chunks of skin and their tail in only 3 days. And that's pretty insane considering they can lose up to 60% of their skin on their backs. In like a predatory situation. So they could just 3 days later have fully new skin. And
Wow.
from what I could find, they can do this because they have like not that much holding their skin to their body other than their little fur. So like it just falls off essentially because there's nothing binding it. And as for it growing back, that's something that only for mammals, that's super rare. That's really only spiny mice can do that.
Okay, I have kind of a
Okay.
question.
Yes.
What predatory situation would make one want to shed their 60% of their skin? Like, how does that increase your survival chances?
I'm thinking like if you're like, "Oh, I gotcha," and then you could be like, "No, you don't," and then you just like run away and your skin falls off. That's what I'm
Oh, okay.
thinking.
Life or death?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think you'd probably scare the predator. You know, they'd be like, "What the hell is
Yeah.
wrong with this thing?"
Okay.
That's my best guess. So are you guys ready for question two?
Yep.
Okay. This sea creature not only can theoretically live forever, it can actually age backwards. A is the Turritopsis jellyfish. B is the button lobster. C is the Greenland shark. Or D is none of the above. This is impossible.
Oh man.
But buzz in when you have an answer.
I'm gonna buzz
Okay.
and say the jellyfish. I'm gonna
Okay.
go out on a limb here.
You guys both saying jellyfish?
I was gonna also say jellyfish.
Okay, both of you guys got a point.
Wow.
I was hoping to throw you guys off by saying button lobster because it's like Benjamin Button, but no, that I made
You're
that
hoping for some like psych
Yeah.
deep psyche so
Yeah. Turritopsis jellyfish is a teeny tiny little jellyfish, smaller than a human's pinky nail, and are genetically identical to a lot of their peers. This is
Cute.
because many of the jellyfish come from one fertilized egg. So once they turn into adults, if they are faced with any kind of stress, be that starvation, environmental stress, or predators, they can leap back in their development process and transform back into a polyp. And a polyp is just like a little baby, jellyfish. And then once they do that, they can spawn a bunch more genetically identical adults.
That's so weird.
And this process
Wow.
is called transdifferentiation. And obviously, it's of utmost interest to scientists. And it's a process by which a specialized adult cell can transform into an entirely different specialized cell for a different tissue, effectively making this jellyfish immortal. And not only immortal, it can just spawn more of itself. So
Yeah.
that's crazy.
Oh my God. They're
Yeah.
ahead of their time.
This for real. But like the thing is, they don't, can they even think? They don't deserve it. They can't even like think. They can't put two
Don't
and two
even know
together.
what they're doing.
Yeah, they
They
come on. Can't humans be like
don't
a
even
mo
realize how cool they are.
Yeah, seriously. I wish like a non-brainless animal could do that. That'd be kind of fun. But all right, question three. I hope this is question. Yes, it is. Okay. While not being the only animal to be able to detect UV light, it is perhaps the least expected animal to have the ability. A,
Okay.
ferrets, B, reindeer, C, dogs, or D, all of the above.
Ooh.
That's a tough one, but I'm gonna say A, ferrets.
A ferrets, okay.
I'm gonna say all of the above.
Okay, well, Jordy, you got another point because it was
Oh
all of
my God.
the
Not me using like test like strategy every time all of the above is it and just go with
So, small animals like mice and bats have actual UV vision. They can clearly see UV light. But reindeer, dogs, cats, pigs, cows, ferrets, and many other mammals can detect UV with their short blue cones in their eyes. This is mostly useful for animals trying to find prey, because the sun has a lot of UV light coming off of it. If something's blocking that light or reflecting that light, you can like see it very clearly. So from what I could find, humans are actually kind of the weird ones because we're some of the only animals that can't detect UV light. But all hope is not lost because if you just do something as simple as removing your lens from your eyeball, you can detect UV light. So
Wow.
so that's something
Whoa.
worth considering. Getting your
Okay.
lens surgically removed.
Yeah. Good little
Final question.
superpower.
Yeah. Final question. I don't know if we should make this for all the marbles or not, but we'll do it anyway. This bird is known for its incredible ability to reproduce sounds it hears even better than a parrot. These can include human speech, music, or even car alarms. A, the southern screamer. B, Mockingjay, C, Great Poteau, or D, a lyrebird.
Whoa.
What was the third one?
Great Poteau, Po-Potu, Patu.
Beats me.
Yeah, well.
This is a guess. I'm gonna just go with C.
Great Poteau, okay.
I was also going to go with C, but isn't this for all the marbles? I'm just going to go
That's
with
so
C.
funny.
Okay.
It could be. We'll
Yeah,
see.
we'll see what happens. Let's It was, but it doesn't make much of a difference because you guys are both wrong.
Oh.
It was D, the lyre bird. And these motherfuckers are kind of ugly. They look kind of like a pheasant and are native to southeastern Australia. According to the Australian Museum, about 80% of the song consists of expert mimicry with both and sorry, this is a quote direct from a website, from the Australian Museum website. With both and conjoined together in a rousing medley.
Wow.
Sounds can include anything heard in the bird's immediate surroundings, such as chainsaws, car engines, dog barks, and local native birds. The superb lyrebird also emits a series of whistles and cackling noises, notes that are used as territorial calls as well as loud alarm shrieks. So it can just accurately reproduce just about any sound it hears, which is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That is, I think we have a clear winner. I believe Jordy might have won. So congrats.
Wow.
I
I'm
know, I
so
know. We,
excited for my
yeah.
bed t-shirt.
Yes. I know you really, really wanted this. So
I
you
fought for that.
We all have one. We
Yeah,
just don't have we don't have that edition.
you have a special edition tie dye version.
What?
Yeah, we all have the white version. Just a white shirt with Ben's face on it, but you have a very special edition.
Oh
Now,
my gosh, I'm so honored.
so one more thing, if you guys want to, do you guys want? Okay, Jordy, do you know what one of the odds is?
Yes, I think yes.
Okay. So we play What Are the Odds at the end of every episode. Would you like to play it? You don't have to.
It.
Okay.
Okay.
I just for our viewers, I need to explain what are the odds is. What are the odds is a combination of a dare and a bet. There's an odds asker and an odds setter, or otherwise known as the victim. The odds asker asks the victim to do a dare, and the victim gets to set their own likelihood of having to do the dare by setting a number. The higher the number, the less likely they are the victim is to have to do the dare. A third party counts down from 3, 3, 2, 1, and the odds asker and the victim say a number between one and the number they said at the same time. If they say the same number, the victim has to do the dare. That is my explanation that I say on every episode. So, do you have one that you want to do, or do you want some time to think about
Oh, I don't know.
it?
I don't know. Do you guys have like
I have a goofy
a
one for you,
favorite?
but I don't want to just
Okay.
immediately ask you one, our guest,
So are we all going to give each other one?
Yeah, everybody gives one person
Okay.
one. Yes.
Okay.
Ben, do you have one?
I have one that I could ask either one of you.
Okay, I have one for Jordy, so you can ask me.
Okay. Gabe, what are the odds that you text the 11th person in your contacts and say, did you know that the, what is it, the spiny-tailed mouse can shed 60% of its skin in a predatory
And
situation?
then, can I send that emoji you sent me?
The moon
No,
emoji?
no,
Oh,
no,
wait,
no, no.
no.
this one.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Follow it up with that.
Okay. I'll say 10. I'll say 10.
Okay. Jordy, would you like to give us a 3, 2, 1 countdown?
Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Seven.
One. Okay.
Oh.
All right, Jordy, I have one for you.
All right.
Since you just won a Ben shirt, a shirt with Ben's face on it, what are the odds that you have to wear the Ben shirt in at least one shot in your next YouTube video?
I'd say five.
Five? Okay. Can you
Oh,
count
man.
us down?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Four.
Four.
Oh. Wow. I'm gonna be on the
You're
channel.
gonna be
Oh,
on.
it's you're gonna be on the channel and you're getting promoted.
Oh, what? That's so funny.
That's
Oh my
wonderful.
gosh.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for
But
being willing to do
yeah,
that as a nod.
seriously. Yeah, of course. Of
Oh.
course. I love a little, I love being a little silly. Love having a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
That's what
Being a
this
little bossy.
podcast is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now I'll ask Ben one.
Yes.
Okay.
They're hard to think of.
They really are.
Yeah, you have to get really creative, huh?
Yeah.
What are the odds? What are the odds, Ben, you watch and give a short review in the next podcast episode on the Bratz Genie Magic movie?
Wow.
Like a one sentence review.
What's it
Wow,
was
okay.
good.
That's funny. I'll just say three.
Okay.
I'll keep it low.
Okay, we're
All
keeping it fun.
right, I'll
Yeah.
count us down. All
All
right,
right.
three, two, one.
Two.
Two.
All right, that's
Unprecedented.
two. Wow,
I
that was a
think
good round.
yeah,
it
dang.
was.
Okay. Well, please, Jordy, please plug everything that you can in this.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. My YouTube channel is Jordy McNeil. My Instagram is Jordy McNeil. My TikTok is Jordy's Lore. That's
All right, cool.
it.
And then that's McNeil with two L's, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes. When I first contacted you on the Arlet,
Yes.
I accidentally spelled like one L and I was like, oh shit, and I deleted
No, it's
the
totally okay. I'm so used to it because it doesn't make sense. Why
podcast.
is there two? It's so unnecessary.
It's unique. It's a part of your personal brand.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Yeah.
thank you so much again for joining us. You have an amazing
Yes.
YouTube channel. I've been binging with my girlfriend. It's awesome.
Aw, thank you.
And like, given how new you are, like with this channel to the platform, you've been doing great. So I look forward to seeing what you do for the future.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm so honored to be here. You guys are so awesome.
I thank
Oh,
you.
thank you.
All
Thanks
right.
so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Future Gabe here again. We were going to record some segments after this with the other guys, but this ended up actually being just around a perfect length for one of our podcast episodes. So I just want to reiterate again, please check out Jordy's links in the description. And I have a message from Gunner. The sneak peek of our next episode is meatballs. So we have that to look forward to. All right, bye.